doing 100 this year.
Yeah?
100 shows, yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. And welcome back, Adam.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Malware Bytes or Bits?
Malware Bytes.
See, I always get it wrong. Malwarebytes.com. M-A-L. Warebytes for my nieces and nephews who cannot spell.
Taking a bite.
Now, last year we interviewed you guys. I went home. I downloaded it. I used it. Love it.
Grand.
It's
really
great.
Glad.
But for our neophytes out there, and Miss Dorothy, who's not a neophyte, tell us what Malwarebytes does.
Sure thing. So Malwarebytes is a security solution. It has multiple layers of protection that we employ. We have both consumer and small business products that you can use. And it's one of the best things out there these days, honestly.
I like it because it's mobile and desktop,
yes.
Right? And it seems kind of just an easy-peasy use and download for both devices.
Right.
Kind of synced together, kind of works. Wasn't complicated. That's what I liked about it.
Yeah, well, we try to keep it simple.
Yeah.
As simple as possible. Make it very easy for our users to make sure they can stay protected, do their scans like they need to. But yeah, we have mobile products. We also have a Mac product and PC. So.
Now, what's going on in this world? What are you guys finding that your device and your software is hitting on? Is it ransomware? Is it identity theft? What's the big problem?
Oh, obviously, ransomware.
It's still ransomware.
Ransomware is a huge, huge problem. It has continued to be a huge problem. Our product actually does use anti-ransomware technology. It's a behavioral approach, so that rather than waiting for the old method of using signatures to identify stuff you've seen before, we look for behaviors, we look for anomalies.
Okay.
It allows us to catch a lot more of that ransomware before it encrypts anybody's files.
Now, you were talking about databases earlier, remember?
Yes.
So he's saying he's not using a database per se, he's
yes.
using behavior. So ask him something about that, because my brain doesn't understand.
All right, so absolutely. So as you go and you pull up all of these threats and malware, you obviously have very rich data with IP addresses, and you can figure out trends and proxy servers that the bad guys and girls are using. What type of rich data set are you building, and how do you share, do you share that information with industry groups so that you have an overall better, you know, national defense?
Well, we share a lot of our information with the media, but also we have our Malwarebytes Labs, which allows us to write about the threats and share that kind of information. We don't share our internal telemetry very often. We use it to understand the threat landscape better and advise people on that. But yeah, I mean, that's basically what we use it for. Detections, what's being hit on, where is it being hit on, mm-hmm. and, you know, what people are vulnerable.
When you say where it's being hit on, what about the source? Are you able to track sources to particular nation states to certain organized criminal entities?
I wish. Attribution is very, very difficult online, almost impossible. You have to deal with a cyber criminal or an organization that either claims, hey, we did this, or makes a mistake in some way. So identifying where these attacks are coming from, very, very difficult. So we focus more so on the defense aspect. You know, they're coming from all directions, mm-hmm. all over the place.
What about internal versus external fraud? So the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners has issued research, and they speak about this in the various chapters around the country and globe. I've heard stats such as 68% of fraud is internal. What are you seeing in your world, and what are your clients experiencing?
Internal fraud is certainly a big deal. There's lots of breaches these days. There's lots of attention for people to do breaches. So I think that may encourage some people who may be on the line anyway of doing something like that to their own company. The biggest threat to any organization is its users, it's its employees, as well as the best safeguard for protection. So in that sense, you know, we really want to worry about making sure users are protected and making sure that organizations are protected both from internal and external threats. The internal side is a lot harder to secure, you know. So we try to educate people. We try to let them know. Hopefully they don't jump on the bandwagon and do that kind of thing.
When you say we educate people, which is really the most important aspect of creating an excellent or stellar defense, do you have different messaging from the C-suite and board down to your security analysts, and how does that work?
Our general messaging involves things like, involves things like, telling people about the threats that's going on, things like that, making sure that they're secure and well-informed as well. We try to push user education as much as possible. We spend a lot of time with, our blog, writing reports, pushing information, doing stuff like this, mm-hmm. and telling people about the threats that are out there, because we believe that technology is certainly a big aspect of staying protected and dealing with the future of cybercrime, but user education, knowing how to defend yourself and how to recognize attacks is just as important, because this is only going to get worse.
So, not a quote on the price per se, but who can afford this?
Anybody.
See, that's good. Yeah. I'm not getting anybody's answer for most of these people. Right? So this is an everybody program.
Yeah, we have yearly licenses that renew. They're about $40.
Yeah, very reasonable.
Yeah, and that comes with our anti-malware protection, so we're able to identify and stop malware that's on the system already, anti-ransomware that can identify ransomware before it actually does any damage to the system, anti-exploit technology, which allows us to stop things like drive-by exploits and malicious emails, and web protection to stop users from visiting malicious sites.
You drive my daughter crazy because I made her put it on her phone, and my son, and it's always going beep, beep, it's always going off. And she has to stop and do something about it. And I said, well, don't be going to all these crazy sites.
That's awesome.
Is that $40 per device or $40 per user?
Well, right now it's $40 for, I think it's up to 3 devices.
Okay.
That's very reasonable.
The PC side,
That's amazing.
Yeah. So you get your PC, your laptop, and your phone covered, and you're set for one person.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Excellent.
Excellent.
Well, Adam, what keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
I worry about things like leaked exploits that are being employed by new malware, WannaCry, NotPetya, attacks like that, these worldwide attacks, the increase of cybercrime, the increase of people involved in cybercrime of all ages and all walks of life. It's gotten worse over the last 5 years for sure. It is just quadrupled in the amount of malware we see and the sophistication of the attacks and the targeting. In the past, it was more machine versus machine. We see a lot more of bad guy, hacker, cyber criminal versus user.
Oh, interesting.
Social engineering is very important because, like I mentioned before, the user is both the most secure and biggest weakness to any organization.
Yeah.
And the elderly, children, veterans, and other vulnerable populations.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Adam, it's malwarebytes.com, Anik Ojawa. It's so good to see you.
It's great.
I'm glad you stopped by again this year.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at Black Hat 2017. Stay tuned for another exciting episode with Ms. Dorothy here at Black Hat 2017. Oh, I'm so tired. At securityguytv.com. Back in a minute.